I'm going to get comfortable. I'm going to come down here with the young people. So if you can't see me in the back, you're probably that's a good thing. So those of you who don't know me, my name is Rick Solberg. I teach every Sunday morning over in the Sunday school class. Sometimes if you come on Sunday mornings, you don't get a chance to see me. So I was going to formally introduce myself. I was born in Texas. My mom and dad, they moved us away from Texas. We moved to Minnesota. My mom and dad are here today. I'm so excited about that. And my grandma's here too. I'm also excited because my grandma has agreed to get baptized. Not today, but she's going to be, she said when it gets warmer out, so I'm excited about that. So, praise God. Well, as we get started, I just want to thank a few people real quick. We have an awesome outreach team in this church, and they've been going out and really hitting the streets, and I really appreciate them. Our outreach team really takes the amen to the streets, and I really thank God for that. So let's give them a hand. And I also want to take a moment to thank our teachers. Our teachers are not just babysitters, as I said before. We have an anointed, awesome, dedicated group of teachers. And I am humbled every time I get with them because these men and women are very intelligent and they're very dedicated to what they do and they're very creative. And, you know, kids always challenge us, but our teachers are always right there to meet their needs. So I'm so thankful for our teachers, our awesome teachers. Praise God. And one more thing, I just want to ask our adults, you know, it's a kids' crusade today. I'm just going to ask everyone here to please bring out the inner child today, okay? So as we speak this message, as we talk about what we're going to talk about today, bring out that inner child today, and it's okay to get excited. If you got to go potty, though, please hold it, okay? All right. Praise God. Well, young people, I'm so excited to see you all here. We even have our younger people who are not usually in here, and I'm excited about that. Our four-year-olds and five-year-olds are in here. Did you know that God can fill you with the Holy Ghost just like they did on the day of Pentecost? Praise God. I'm so excited about that. You know, the first time Madison got the Holy Ghost, she was only 4 years old, just like some of you. And she didn't have somebody over there praying with her. It was up at family camp. We were in the kids section. And Nicole was praying with Mackenzie, who just got the Holy Ghost the week before. And all of a sudden, Nicole hears some speaking in tongues. She turns around and Maddie got the Holy Ghost. 4 years old. Nobody praying with her. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, before we get going, I just want to take a moment and stop. And I'm just going to pray and ask God to bless this service today. Lord Jesus, we love you, God. We just want you to have your way in here today. God, I'm inviting you to come in here and minister to the young people, Lord God. We're praying, God, that you would move on this altar service, Lord God, that you would fill all these young people who don't have the Holy Ghost with your Spirit, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would show them the importance of being wearing your armor, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you would move upon the service tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Before we get going, I know you see this big guy behind me. And I know that we're not going to talk about him today, but I just want to encourage you to come back tonight. You know why? Because there's going to be an awesome service tonight, and we're going to talk about that guy right there, okay? So if you guys want to see it, tell your moms and dads, okay? Come back tonight. All right, praise God. Well, today I am going to be talking about the ultimate mission, okay? Can I ask you guys, what is a secret agent? Don't say it out loud, but think in your mind, what is a secret agent? And if you don't know, let me give you a hint, okay? Thank you. All right. Barry the Platypus. If you don't watch Phineas and Ferb, you wouldn't catch that one. And if you do watch Phineas and Ferb, you would know who Barry the Platypus is. And let me just take a moment to interject. Parents, if you don't watch what your kids are watching, please do. Because you know what? The world, they try to sneak a lot of stuff in that. I was watching Arthur with my little Grant the other day, and you know, I was amazed because, you know, here, Arthur, it's a PBS educational show, and here they slip in Ouija boards in there. And I was like, are you serious? I was telling Nicole that. So please watch what your kids are watching, and don't just turn them in and loose in front of the TV. But anyways, thank you. Perry the Platypus is a secret agent, right? What makes Perry the Platypus so cool? It's his style and everything, but what does he have? Does he always have the cool gadgets, right? He's got a hideout. He's always got those tubes he's like flying around in. For those of you who don't know that, that's what Perry has. What makes a secret agent so cool is that they have those cool gadgets and gizmos and all those cool things. Well, did you know that we are agents for the Lord? Did you know that? When you get the Holy Ghost, you are part of God's army. And God does not want to send out his soldiers unprotected. All right? So I'm so excited about that. And I did not tell Sister Jessica this, but we're going to be reading today from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 17, or 10 through 17, excuse me. I'm going to be reading this fast, so please bear with me. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, just like they did up here, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's a wily devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. This is Jesus speaking to you. This is the word of God telling us, hey, we need to take on the armor of God so that we can be protected. Amen? It says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All right. Did you guys know that we are in a war? We are in a war. There's an enemy out there. This world is a sinking ship, and there's a captain of that ship, and he wants to take each one of us down with him. But God wants and has a plan for you and for your life. And God has equipped us and empowered us. He's so cool that he goes with us in this battle. Praise God. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, 8, that the enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion going around, and he's seeking whom he may devour. Can you picture that in your mind? A lion? What do? They stalk, right? That's what the devil does. He tries to stalk, and he tries to be all sly and slick. But God wants us to put on our armor, right? Like Sister Nicole was talking about the football players. They wear a special armor to protect them. Our police officers, Brother Jason, I saw him in here, wears a special armor. He wears what? A bulletproof vest, right? And that's to protect him. What do beekeepers wear if they don't want to be stung? What do beekeepers wear? Wyatt. Armor, a special bee suit armor. Because it hurts to get stung. How many of you guys have been stung by a bee before? I've been stung. Just a little side note, if you ever get stung, put a little mustard on it. Sister Nicole did that and it helped me. I'm so excited. You know, we were talking about Jesus. We need Jesus. The reason, see, God made each one of you. He made each one of us here in this world. And in his perfect plan, the world would have been an awesome place. But what happened in the Garden of Eden? Sin was introduced into the world, right? What happened? Sin happened. The Bible tells us that we are all sinners. And the Bible also tells us that the soul that sinneth, there we go. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. That means anyone who has sin in their heart will not be able to be with Jesus. But thank you, Jesus. He made a way, young people. Jesus made a way that we can be with him forever in heaven. He came down to this earth. He robed himself in flesh. He put on our sins when he was on the cross. Hallelujah. And all we have to do to take a part of that is to listen to the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us when Jesus delivered the keys of the kingdom to Simon Peter, he said, on the day of Pentecost in the upper room, he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. That's so awesome. That's awesome to hear that. Praise God. Well, we're going to be talking about the armor of God, and I'm going to ask Sister Nicole to help me out with this, okay? And I also need a volunteer. So I'm looking for somebody who's being a good listener. I'm going to choose Jonathan. Come on up here. Jonathan, I'm going to ask you to stand here. And Sister Nicole is going to come out and help. And when I put on my armor every day, when I'm praying in my prayer closet, I kind of change things up. When I pray, I always pray because when I get dressed, you know, you think about it a certain way. Just so I can remember, I put on my clothes a certain way, okay? I won't tell you guys because it's a secret how I do it. But when I put on the armor of God, I always start from the feet first. Now, I don't put my shoes on first. I always start from the feet first. I always ask God to shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So, Sister Nicole, could you please put on the shoes of peace on Jonathan? You know, I don't think it's any coincidence that God said, hey, I want you to put the shoes of peace on your on. Because wherever we go, we need to take God's peace with us, all right? We are witnesses to the world. God has called us to be separate and apart. Praise God. So wherever we go, those shoes of peace need to be on us. Praise God. And then I always go next, the belt. We're working our way up. The belt of truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. So when we pray the truth, we are living in a world full of lies and deceit. Remember what I said, that devil, he sneaks around and he tries to lie. We were talking about the Garden of Eden. What did he do in the Garden of Eden? He lied. He lied to who? Eve, right, Wyatt? And then she lied to Adam, or kind of tricked him, I guess. He lied. So we need to put on our belt of truth so that when that devil comes at us with his lies, we can stand with the truth, all right, young people? Praise God. And we need to put on a breastplate of righteousness without hurting Jonathan. We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We need to put on God's righteousness. When our actions match up with God's law, that is kind of a short definition of righteousness. What does the breastplate protect? What protects in this? And I heard somebody, the heart. Important vitals, right? See, the enemy, he wants to take away our righteousness. So God said, put on the breastplate of righteousness that we can protect ourselves, okay? He wants us to have a clean heart, a pure heart, okay, young people? So we need to make sure when we're praying to put on the breastplate of righteousness. Makes him look all buff, doesn't it? I tried this on, but this little hump right here wasn't fitting my hump. Praise God. All right, we're going to put on the helmet of salvation. Who wants to go into battle without a helmet? Nobody, right? What does the helmet protect? You got to put it the other way, Sister Nicole. He can't see. He's got to see when he's fighting the enemy. What does the helmet protect? It protects our head, duh. How many of you guys have been around somebody who's been hit in the head one too many times? It's not pretty, okay? Stop pointing at me, would you? just kidding. You know, we need to put on the helmet of salvation. Salvation equals deliverance from the power and effects of sin. We need to protect our minds from sin, okay, young people? See, there's lots of sin in the world. Anything that goes against God's word is a sin, okay? And God wants us to protect our minds, so we need to pray on the helmet of salvation to keep our minds protected. Amen? And I think that's everything, right? So we got our armor of God. What? We're not ready yet? Oh, what did we forget? The shield of faith. Oh, thank you so much. The Bible says above all, right? It says above all. Don't forget your shield. What happens when the enemy, he's firing those fiery darts at you? What are you going to hide behind? We need to have faith. Amen. We need to have faith that God is going to deliver us from whatever situation that we are in. We need to have faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. What are we missing? Oh, thank you so much. We need our sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. Hallelujah. How important is the Word of God? Boy, I'm so glad to hear our young people, they're with it. The Word of God. The Bible tells us the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When the enemy is coming against us, we can take out the Word of God and use it as a weapon, right, young people? Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. When Jesus had fasted 40 days, the Bible tells us he fasted and he was weak. And what happened? Here comes that old lion sneaking in. And he's going to try, when Jesus is weak, to tear him down. But what did Jesus rely on? The Word of God, hallelujah. The Word of God. When you are weak, you're going to find yourself someday in a place where you need strength. Turn to the Word of God. It's a living Word, praise God. It'll speak and minister to you, praise God. But just like we said, thank you, Jonathan. You did such a good job. Give him a hand. Doesn't he look tough, too? But before you can even put on the armor, just like we said, you got to what? Enlist in the army. How many of you are ready to enlist in God's army? If you're here today and you don't have the Holy Ghost, it's so easy to enlist in God's army. You can come down here. See, Jesus, we talked about before, he gave the keys of the kingdom to Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost. And on that day, it was awesome because they were all in the upper room and like 3,000 people got the Holy Ghost. What a revival is that? That's awesome. We want to see revival in our church. But it's going to happen when we all become in one mind and one accord, like the Bible says. We need to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, young people. We need to make sure we're ready. Hallelujah. So if our musicians could come, and I'm going to ask you all to stand. Hallelujah. And our ushers, if they could come and help us out. We got something special we're going to do here today. That's right. Paper fell. You know, this little altar pulpit. We have something so exciting. We have an exciting guest that we brought here today just for you. His name is Jesus. And he's willing, he wants to meet each one of you. He wants to sign you up in his army. Hallelujah. God has a special plan for you and your life. Hallelujah. There's been many people this week praying and fasting and seeking the will of God for you. This is no ordinary youth service, praise God. We're expecting God to move right now in Jesus' name in a mighty way. And we're asking the participation of everyone in here. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to kind of walk us through how this is going to work. All of our young people who need the Holy Ghost, I am so excited about that. And if you want to come up here and pray for the Holy Ghost, please do so. But when you do, come sit on this side because we have a trained altar worker who is ready to pray you through the Holy Ghost, all right? So when you're coming up to pray, please pray on this side. If you're an adult and you want the Holy Ghost, you want to enlist, you're ready to enlist in God's army, it's for you too. And we're going to ask you to pray over here, okay? Hallelujah. And if you're here today and you're sick in your body and you need a deliverance, you need God's touch, you need God's healing tonight, praise God. We're going to ask you to go ahead and go in the center aisle and we're going to have some anointed men of God to come and pray with you, and God is going to deliver you. God is going to heal you today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if our musicians could go ahead and sing. And young people, we're going to invite you to come down to this altar area right now. Hallelujah. And go ahead, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, please find a chair. Hallelujah. If you need the Holy Ghost today, God is here. And he wants to sign you up in his military. Praise God.